Welcome back to the Be Real Presents the Humble Alpha Podcast. Life is too short, so be real, because there is no be real. Also, be humble, stay hungry. So, your boy Baylor speaking, also known as RVA Bay. And it's a bittersweet coming back. I know it's been a little bit of a hiatus on my end, and I do apologize about that, but life's very much life, and definitely has been not tough, but it's been a season for sure. It's been a season of lows, it's been a season of lessons, and it's been pivotal in growth and, you know, everything that I want to accomplish here with this podcast. So I just want to kind of start back with a fresh restart in regards to what it is that the Humble Alpha represents. And, you know, simply enough, it's a wellness podcast. It's about that mental wellness and mental well-being that, you know, I know we all go through it. And it's my story on the matter. It's presenting, you know, my lessons learned and the way that I've gone through my trials and tribulations. And then as a whole for the coaching brand, the Humble Alpha is specific coaching towards males of any age, range, profession, whatever. That reason being because in my adulthood, and more so recently than, you know, early stages of my life, I hear the term toxic masculinity. And that term just, like, it makes me feel sick. Like, it's not a wave that I want to get behind. Like, it's not what I want to surround myself with as a person, you know. And us being men, like, we have a civil duty and responsibility and standards that we have to hold ourselves by and keep ourselves accountable. And if we're going to be out here getting labeled as toxic, and we are toxic, that's not what I want. So if I can make a difference in that realm and build a community of men that are able to be strong and grounded in who they are and live a life of humility and continue to grow. Because humility is often mistaken as a weakness trait, a trait of weakness, something the sign that, oh, you're humble, you're not. Nah, humility is not a weakness. It's actually a strength, because humility is the idea that you know for a fact that you're not the best, but you're always going to strive to be better. So you see these terms of alpha males, oh, they're confident, oh, they're cocky, oh, they're arrogant, they're this, they're that, they're macho. True in some sense, you know, like, alpha traits do present that confidence. They do present that grounding and that standard. But just because you have those traits and qualities doesn't mean you're a strong, grounded man. Just because you think you're living this alpha life doesn't mean you're a strong, grounded man. Doesn't mean you're a good man by any means. And what I'm trying to do is revamp that alpha wave, that alpha term, and present it with that level of humility. People that are moving in a state that they're so confident with themselves and what they do and how they move and how they work that they don't need that outside glorification. They don't need to walk into a place and say, I'm alpha. Because really, alpha, to me, and my standards, is owning yourself. Like, so confident in yourself that nothing else matters. That all that other noise and all that other glorification, like, praise could be good, but it's not everything you work for, because deep down you know who you are. So, a little tangent there, but that is the coaching brand itself. The Humble Alpha Podcast is meant to be more of a learning experience for all genders, all ages. It's kind of presenting, you know, I'll get into specifics of the male teaching side of things, but also more so just, like I said, a wellness podcast in regards to, like, overall mental wellness. You know, we'll talk about my bouts of depression, my rough seasons of life, this past season of life that I've been through, and, you know, other stories like that. And then I'm hoping to hear soon, get some guests on here and present themselves. And my thing with the guests is just continue to learn and continue to grow, because this being a Be Real presentation, like, the Be Real itself is a collaboration effort. It's spotlighting gifts of people, seeing people for who they are, letting them shine their light and let them continue to grow and give them a platform to speak on their lessons, their light on life, their light on this world, because that is important. Like, as people, we're meant for human connection, and we're all great, we're all unique. So if you have an outlet that you want to present yourself, and you want to present your projects and present your hobbies, or just be heard, like, I'm gonna get you on the show for sure. And on top of this, so the way I'm gonna start structuring these podcasts, so as you heard my intro song made by my good friend Jake, also known as Scoop Kid. If you don't know, follow Scoop Kid on Instagram. I'm gonna put his links for his Spotify on the description pages for this, so you guys can easily click over and see his stuff. But creative guy, wonderful guy. I'm so blessed to call that man a friend. And he does great beat work. So what I'm gonna do is present his beats at the end of my podcast for you guys to listen to. And that's simply because when I listen to podcasts, like, it's you're retaining a lot of information, like, you're getting good content presented to you. And for me, like, versus just skipping through it and going to the next episode, like, I like to sit with it. So I got with him and I was like, yo, if you got some beats, like, send me your beats. Like, I would love to have people to be able to take the content produced or content listened to and, like, retained here, taken in, and then just sit with it after, for even if it's 2 to 3 minutes. Like, it gives you kind of a space to sit with what it is that you just heard, and maybe, you know, dissect your own thoughts, whether you agree, disagree, or indifferent about what I said or what my guest may have said. But it just gives you that space to really, like, further develop your mind and your thoughts and, like, you know, how you feel about it. And that's a big part of it too. Like, everything that I do here, I'm not telling you to do one thing or the other. You know, this is your identity at the end of the day. This is who you are and how you present yourself to the world. And I'm not going to change that, nor do I want to. I just know what better looks like for me. And I know I'm always going to strive to be better than who I was yesterday. And with my, you know, mentality on that, I want to be able to do the same for everybody. And that's not saying I'm going to change you, but I'm going to hold you accountable in every aspect of it. I'm going to make sure you do what you say you're going to do, or at least you're striving to think towards that direction of growth. Because honestly, growth is all we can do. Whether we want to or not, we're growing each and every day. And you can either embrace it and move with the change, or you can try to fight it off and still grow anyway, you know? So pick your poison, choose your battle. We're here to grow. Humble Alpha, baby. Haru. But yeah, it's good to be back. It's a little tense being on this mic. It's been a while since I've been here, and I'm definitely feeling it. I'm feeling a little bit of the jitters, so you guys can probably tell by my breath that it's a little bit tight, a little bit tense. And it's been a while since I've been on the mic and been in this state, but, you know, everything with repetition, so it'll get back. It'll be back to good quality content, and I'm excited. So I just wanted to hop back on here and let you guys know that I did not fully give up. I didn't disappear for too long. I just had to take some time to get my mind right, get myself right, get myself in a position that I was able to move forward and continue to be on the path of what it is that I wanted to do, continue to push that growth for myself so that I may be able to be of assistance to others, because you can't pour from an empty cup. And it's just definitely safe to say these past couple months I was running on low. This is damn near empty, but I was trying to ration that off each and every day. So the cup's filling back up. And with that, I want to continue to spread and continue to do my mission of what it is that I was going to do. And just continue to grow with you guys. Continue to work on collaborations, get you guys some great guests on here. For some great perspectives, and just do the thing, man, because this thing, life, it's a fun journey. It's unpredictable for sure, but it's meant to be enjoyed, and that's what we're going to do. So we're going to enjoy it here. So good things for me this year. I'm pursuing my life coaching cert. So once I get that cert, that's when I'll definitely dive into that niche of working with a group of men, community of men to get you guys on the right track to be a more confident, better suited male and like really get rid of that stigma of toxic masculinity, because I get people want to be alpha, but the last thing you want to be is toxic to yourself and to the world. So with Humble Alpha, we're getting rid of that stigma. We're going to be the man that you want to be, and whatever it is that you do in your life, you will be great at it. And then the Humble Alpha podcast is simply just knowledge. It's a conversation. It's perspective. And I'm hoping with my perspective, I'm able to, you know, spark some ideas or some thoughts into your minds, just more reflective towards yourself. You know, if something resonates and you don't agree, like, think about it. Or if you do agree, think about it. Like, really think about how these topics and these conversations can apply to your life, and how maybe my situation isn't the exact situation that you've been through, but you can take away from it and compare it to the areas that you've been through. Because as I've said on one of my previous podcasts, I'm a firm believer that we all might not go through the same situations, but we all feel the same depth of feeling. So like, just example, like sadness, like the sadness someone felt for a loss of a parent or a friend. Someone could have felt that same type of sadness, level of sadness, depth of sadness for, let's say, not getting that job they wanted or not getting the promotion they wanted. Like, two very different situations, but the depth of that feeling was the same. So that's just going to say that I know we all don't come from the same place, but there is some interconnectivity. It's not a word, but that through us in this life that we live, like, there's always a connection, and there's always something that can be related to, and there's always something that can be applied to your life, even if it's not the exact situation. So that's another thing I want to kind of dig into more as I'm starting to present more and do more with this podcast. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap this up. This is a Be Real production, so life's only one take. Be real, because there is no Be Real. And we give you the Humble Alpha. Be humble, stay hungry. And I'm going to close this off. You heard the intro track. I'm going to play the whole track for you guys to kind of sit with and vibe to, so you can get a bigger idea of, you know, what's to come. Maybe get yourself excited. This track's called My Rock by Scoop Kid, the man himself, Scoop, Scooped on Phonics. So love you guys. Till next time.
Yeah, I'm getting married.